Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. Another day of blessings, another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 61, and currently it is 47 down 18th and Vine.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Nurses Day?
Feeling good. Hey, shout out to all the nurses. Y'all deal with a lot of stuff, dog. Shout out to all the scrubs, too.
Yeah.
It's Get Right Wednesday, D.
And it, you feeling good?
I don't know.
Well, we got the TMG. Okay. TMG goes down at your 23s. Fans are criticizing the Met Gala. And those, not fans, sorry, celebrities are protesting the Met Gala. That includes Taraji P. Henson and Jennifer Lewis. And then also, fans are actually criticizing Chris Brown's AI rollout, which poses the question, does implementing AI have a line?
We'll talk about that. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Oh, and it is National Small Business Week. Katia Integrated will be on later on. Hump it out. Come on.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing?
Events and circumstances can quickly become tense, but you don't have to go along with that tension. Situations that are already out of your control may spin even further out of control. Even so, there is much you can control and influence in positive ways. Let go of the assumption that you must respond with anxiety. Although you can closely observe and be involved in whatever is going on, it does not have to define you or overwhelm you. When circumstances are at their worst, take the opportunity to be your best. Feel your power, your ability, your effectiveness. Exercise the calm competence that you've earned through a lifetime of caring and productive experience. Express your desire to make a difference, not with panic, but with measured, confident words and actions. Like all other times, the times of turmoil can be times of achievement. Take a deep breath, step forward, and do the good work you know you can do. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 61. Currently, it is 47 at UMKC. Actress Jennifer Lewis appeared to take aim at Hollywood elites attending the Met Gala while also reacting to the lavish fashion event. And she referenced billionaire Jeff Bezos.
I had been running around all day, and then my girlfriend called and said, Jennifer, they showed up anyway. I said, but they cut nearly 30,000 jobs and gutted the Washington Post. They showed up anyway? We're at war, and so many people are dying. How much fame do we need?
I seen one of the cousins in the comments that said, well, we draw the line at the Met Gala, but not using Amazon Prime.
Oh.
That's a, hey, look.
You know, that's a
I get it.
Yeah, and it's a dependency on how we are with certain things, man.
And that's what I be saying half the time. It's just the way the world has been created, it's very hard to not rely on certain services just because of their beliefs.
Well, we gonna learn from it though.
Learn from what?
This, like, not, you know, standing for something and not being dependent on those things. I don't know. I'm just thinking. That's all.
Sound good.
Right.
Other news. Nick Cannon shares how R. Kelly back in the day, oh, he made artists wait for hit songs and even played midnight basketball.
Basketball at 2 a.m. and make everybody from the studio, everybody had to pass him the ball. You would literally see artists sitting in the bleachers waiting. I remember I saw this old black dude in a trench coat and a hat. Is that Charlie Wilson at the midnight basketball game? And he's like, I'm just waiting for my hit.
Yikes.
If he had grown men waiting around for hours and playing basketball at 2, 3 in the morning, even Charlie Wilson, why is it so hard for people to believe that young, naive women were promised a career and they was hanging around him too? But hey, I'm just asking the questions.
Do you remember this song?
Not really. I mean, I know it, but this, no, we'll cut this off.
Bruh.
Cut this off immediately.
Nick Cannon. You don't know about Nick Cannon and R. Kelly?
I'm aware.
Well, he's actually in a basketball jersey.
Well, now that is
so that makes sense. They was playing basketball. Cut his mic off.
Okay.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
We were just having a conversation off air about summertime coming up and kids playing in the street.
Yeah.
And you know, one of my fondest memories is definitely playing outside with my friends and playing football and riding bikes and stuff. But unfortunately, a 4-year-old boy will not get to experience those memories as he was struck and killed Monday by Amazon delivery truck driver. So his name is Tadence Joseph, and he loved Spider-Man, he loved school, and he loved pizza. But unfortunately, he was outside playing, and this Amazon delivery truck driver, I believe they had this person in custody, but they kept driving. Like, are we serious right now? I was in shock when I heard that part of the story. But, you know, the family, you know, they're too shocked to even say anything. So here's a spokesperson that's talking about the incident.
You wouldn't expect it, and especially here in a park, you know, like... It's pretty unbelievable. Yeah. I don't know how you don't know you hit someone, right? I mean, you would think that you would feel it, you would hear it or something.
That's crazy.
Deepest condolences to the family.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Be a nonprofit in Missouri is highlighting a program that helps adults diagnosed with autism and intellectual and developmental disabilities. It's called the Mission Project. It's based in Mission, Kansas, and it launched a pilot program that aims to teach independent living skills to those who may struggle a little bit.
We really wanted to be able to capture some of those individuals who might be at home and not have a lot of opportunity to connect with others.
I was on the IDD waiver waitlist for 8 years here in Kansas. And those 8 years were devastating for me. And I spent my whole 20s waiting for services. It can be so scary to reach out for help, but from personal experience, I can say that it's even scarier to be alone in your pain.
Yeah, that's tough right there, man. So imagine being on a wait list for like 10 years,
that's
you know,
insane.
Something like that. So this program is run by someone named a lady named Kristen Nichols. And it's a virtual platform, so it's mostly virtual. So this is great for people who really need that, man. You never know what some people are going through, you know, their circumstances, their situation. So just a more reason for us to provide each other a little more grace in this hard life that we all live in.
Absolutely.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's listening to us, that's tapping that app, that Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you so much. And shout out to the cousins who's checking out that stream. Checking me and D out in the studio.
Hey, cousin.
In the Brian and Kruber studios, that is, man, on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook, on our Twitter, on our YouTube, and on our Twitch at Hot 103 Jams. And also, oh, shout out to all the cousins that's right now on Bruce R. Watkins. We know you're a little late, but slow down. Cause I gave it a slow down. What you know about that, D?
Absolutely nothing. Wow. Keep on going.
Crazy. If you're on I-70 and Nolan Road, look, you chill out. You all right. You gonna make it to work on time. Oh, shout out to all the cousins that's driving on 169 Highway and I-29. And shout out to the cousins on I-435 and Metcalf over there in Kansas. We love and appreciate you wherever you are, however you tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. Thanking us, thanking you for being part of our daily morning routine, cousins. Because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Oh, boy. This is D's favorite part of the show now, y'all.
It is. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to start with that text line because it's been thumping. Shout out to one of our cousins that tapped in all the way from Kansas. Saying shout out to the claims department holding it down at work. Stay blessed, Hustle and Shine. And also sending some love over in Olathe. Big love to Miss Cindy, Tanisha Stevens, a cousin. Shout out to all the night nurses. No, for real. We appreciate you. Them 12 hours ain't no punk. And them nurses, put them Celsiuses down. I know y'all need it, though. Do what y'all do. Big love to Mama Latasha Porter Gurley. One of our cousins wrote, she's been in the nursing field for as long as I've been alive. Husband going on stage for cancer, and she still helps other families while taking care of her own. I love you, Mama. That was sent from Porsche. That's big. I love that. Happy National Nurses Day to favorite nurses. Now, this is Ebony Hogan's list of favorite nurses. Shanita Fletcher, Reba Dowdy Gant, and Nate Davis. She said, love you and thank you for all that you do. LaShia Ellis, shout out to the supervisors over at KCATA. Send a shout out to all the ride KC operators and mark out team, dispatch team. Everybody have a blessed and a wonderful day. Happy Nurses Day to Sherry Folsom, Ariana McGill, and Tiffany Everson. Shout out to Toya and the Bandy family. Big love to RN Jamari Hornbeck. Shout out to Anastasia Jackson. Sending some love to all the nurses at the clinic at KU. So shout out to you, cousins. We appreciate you all so much and everything that you do. LaShonda Brown, hey, cousin. Hey, Rich Harris, always tapped in with us. We appreciate you as well. One of our cousins said, B, hey, that motivational minute, it meant a lot. It's a beautiful message and divinely timed.
Big love, big love. I like that.
Shout out to Damien. That was sent from Dad. Hope them hearing those map tests are going pretty good. Keep them up. If you haven't finished them yet, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you. And real quick, shout out to my best friend, Essence. She will be graduating from nursing school this weekend over at Avila. So I'm super excited. We got like 5 different ceremonies. They got the pinning and they got the other ceremony. So we're going to be kicking it all weekend long. And shout out to my sister, Niche. Niche Renee, appreciate her because she also is a registered nurse. So shout out to all the nurses. We appreciate every single thing that you do.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 61. Currently, cousins, it is 45 down 18th and Vine. Comedian Mike Epps opens up to Kansas City's very own Funny Marco about regretting not playing the game of the industry.
That's why people was like, man, you seem like you would be much bigger, but I didn't play the game at that time that I was supposed to play. Guys like Kevin Hart, he did everything right in his career, stage-wise, and he did a great job, very inspiring. And I looked at my career and I'm like, yeah, Mike, you were scared. You was afraid to become the best of you because you have never seen the best.
This is complicated because it's like a sense of playing the game, quote unquote. Some people look at that as like not being authentic or losing a piece of yourself. And, you know, is it some sacrifices you got to make? Like, do you want to be palpable for everybody, yeah, for the masses? Or do you just want to stay in your lane, in your community and not really grow up out of that?
Yeah.
So it's what you want to choose.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. Other news, fans are criticizing Chris Brown's rollout on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, he posted a video and even pictures of this new rollout of the album called Brown. And you can tell it's just straight up AI. So at this point, I feel like I'm curious. Does using AI for promotion appear lazy? And this is just to Chris Brown. This is a sign of the times.
It's a sign of the times, man. It's where we are.
Now, go ahead.
No, I mean, I see the complaints with the video and the rollout. And you
like,
know,
bro, you.
I remember you said something on somebody's poster. Couldn't they all get in one room? No, they couldn't all get in one
somebody,
room.
I
no,
seen somebody say, I mean, you don't have to all get in one room, but even him and Tank and Leon Thomas, when they recorded the video, you got in one room to do this. And the point is, outside of this, it does appear lazy for certain stuff. Even using AI when you just ask, you take the first cut AI made. Like, at least work with it. Like, edit it. Even when I use AI, I go back into and edit it my own way. Like, it does appear lazy sometimes to me. It's like, what are we doing? Everybody just...
It ain't gonna stop me from downloading it.
Put some effort in it. That's it. Because your stuff is looking like everybody else's.
Is the music good or not? That's all I care about.
Well, you got 27 songs to listen to on that new release.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.3.
Clearly, somebody was in here celebrating Taco Tuesday yesterday. Because, bro, I've been in here. If you've been looking at the stream, I've been in here smelling myself, dog. And I know for a fact. I put on two coats of deodorant this morning. Okay, two coats. One, because one ain't got aluminum in it. I need the one aluminum.
What you gonna put on if it ain't got aluminum? That was a waste of a.
I didn't know, man. I just looked at. I got it from.
You don't have on deodorant.
I got it from the dollar store. No, it smell like onions in here, bro.
Somebody had Taco Tuesday
up in here yesterday, dog. I know. Y'all got me tripping, dog. Like, I'm very conscious of that. It is deep. I will come over there.
Do what?
And make you. Let's get to it.
You ain't finna come over here smelling like onions.
I smell great. I'm the best smelling man in Kansas City.
Period. You better talk it.
Yo, this morning, man, we are talking with Katia Integrated Systems. They're a local company here in Kansas City. They done got it out of the mud. Erica Holiday and Katia Temple Holiday. Good morning. Welcome to Hustle and Shine in the morning. How y'all feeling?
Awesome. How about you?
We're excited to have you on the show. Now tell the cousins out there, I know it's National Small Business Week. What is Katia Integrated Systems? What is that?
We do commercial and low voltage on the commercial and the construction side.
And this is a special skill set. You got it. Like, this is a trade school deal, right? That you go out of high school, you get to trade school, boom, and then you get you a job after that.
You know, I started volunteering in the sound booth at church. Okay. And it went from
always
there.
Always starts in the church.
It does.
Yes, it does. All great, great foundation, do. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's been phenomenal.
Now, I see you
we
guys.
We have the apprenticeship, so if you don't have any skill set, we will train you.
Most so definitely. I know we don't need trade school. So we don't need trade school.
No, you don't need a trade school.
Really?
It's really just the mindset. It's the mindset. Okay. You want to do something different and be able to take care of your family. A lot of people don't know, like, being in this field.
It's not the college education.
It's not the college education. It's the certifications.
Oh, okay.
But that probably feels good to a lot of our cousins out there that did not take the traditional route.
Yeah. Most definitely, I didn't go back to school till I was 36, and I was a single mother, three kids, but that's right. I went to school to get an audio engineering degree, like I said, from volunteering in the sound booth at church. I just mm-hmm. wanted to know what I was doing, and from there, it opened up so many doors beyond my expectations. The sky is not the limit.
Hey, yo, it is National Small Business Week, and we have Katia Integrated in the building with us, up hustling and shining. Erica Holiday and Katia Temple Holiday telling us about Katia Integrated. And also, they have a hiring fair going down this week, y'all?
Next Friday.
Let me read my notes. Next Friday, May 15th, is going down. They have two sessions, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. I still want to learn a little bit more about Katia Integrated Systems. Like, you all are a small business, but how have you seen your business grow over the past several years?
Oh, wow. It's been phenomenal. We started with our office in the lower level of the house, and mm-hmm. it's grown from doing just doing break fixes on the commercial side. Like, the menu board goes down at McDonald's and they call us to come in and fix it.
And nobody thinks about those type of things.
No. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Or like the new Starbucks that was going up. You know, we were mm-hmm. going in and running all the network infrastructure and setting up the store for it to open up and operate. And so that's been phenomenal. It's rewarding. Yeah. You ride down the street and you're like, I did that. Yes. Yeah. You know, something that no one can ever take away from
you. I would think that, like, companies like McDonald's or big companies like that would have their own systems department. Or they, yeah, they own departments.
They do have like their IT departments, and their IT departments call us out and
Yeah, y'all gotta help their experts.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's been phenomenal.
So that means they're the experts in the space, for real, for real.
Facts.
And you work with J.E. Dunn, Turner Construction, Avila University, and also you've had a big hand in the Harry S. Truman Presidential Library and Museum over at Independence.
That was fun. That was fun. I got to install all of the interactive displays.
Wow.
And so we were in there a couple of weeks ago, and just the walk back through, you know, like it's self-rewarding. Just self-rewarding.
So let's say I'm one of the cousins right now listening to you guys.
Yes.
I just got laid off my job last month. I can't find anything. I do work good with my hands. Mm-hmm. I have maybe a little experience in, you know, low voltage, being a low voltage technician. And I'm interested in this hiring fair. I just heard about this hiring fair. Like, what other skill sets do I need to really apply for this?
I really can't say that good communication and flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Teamwork.
Teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. I have people that come in and don't know anything about this field. It's hands-on. It's physical. As long as you have great communication skills and your work ethic is good, mm-hmm. anyone can pick it up. We teach you how to terminate, which is the basis of this field. So it's really hands-on. It's all hands-on. It's really in the mindset.
And this hiring fair is going down next week. Do cousins need to sign up, walk in with the resume? What should they come in?
They can walk in with the resume and a good head on their shoulders, and I'm going to talk to them. We're gonna make something work.
Yes, most definitely.
Starting pay is $25 an hour, y'all, and it's increased based on your experience level. And what you can expect to this hiring fair is a media interview. So have your head on the swivel and practice the night before what you gonna say, what you gonna do. It's gonna be a skill evaluation. And if you're qualified, y'all gonna hire on the spot.
Yes.
Yes. We're located in Independence, y'all. So show up and show out.
They ain't playing. I love that.
Yeah, bring your cable termination tools, bring your resume, and bring a good attitude, because you could be walking out with a job, man, at the hiring fair, the low voltage technician hiring fair. They hiring on the spot, y'all. Friday, May 15th. Where at?
4621 South Shrank Drive, Independence, Missouri. We're in the lower level.
Katia Integrated Systems.
We can get you in here to clean up some wires, too.
Oh, boy. Hey, if I were to show... Anyway,
we finna pass y'all card alone to the powers that be.
You talk about being experts. Thank you guys so much for coming on Hustle and Shine More. Before we go, y'all got an Instagram or something people can tap into?
Facebook. Website. Instagram is under construction, but our Facebook is under Katia Integrated Systems. And join the party, y'all.
Thank y'all so much. Y'all continue to be a blessing.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's phrase is understood the assignment.
I said what I said.
Have you ever heard that mentioned in a sentence, B?
Of course. People say that about me all the time.
Okay, ooh, we like that. Well, toot your own horn then.
I will.
Understood the assignment. You're probably like, okay, what in the world does that mean? Okay, it's a viral slang phrase used to praise someone for exceeding expectations or perfectly nailing a look, a task. It can be anything. It's just like, you did that. Or, you know, you killed that. It's another way of saying you understood the assignment. So maybe you watching one of your hit TV shows. Maybe you watching one of the Tyler Perry series. You watch Beauty and Black and Mallory and Roy. You watching them and you just like, oh my goodness, they really understood the assignment on this role and this character. They killed their role. Or even the multiple games the Chiefs have had where they was really just firing on all cylinders. And you just be like, man, them boys in red. Oh, baby, they understood the assignment. So, yeah, you can use it maybe even in a workplace where a staff member does something exceptionally well. You're just like, yeah, you understood the assignment. Like, you really
baby.
you're sick.
Sick, what
or
I do?
You can be like, you know what, buddy did not understand the assignment.
Just looking at these wires.
You can use that too. So that's your what's the word for the day. Hello, understand that assignment, cousin, and nail it.
Who that in the back?
Do your big one. Use it, don't abuse it.
I'm abusing it.
Okay. Of course you will.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Five on your time, high of 60. Currently, it is 47 at Wyandotte Lake. Singer Carrie Hilson shares what meals she can actually throw down in the kitchen.
I think because growing up in the family that I grew up in, they always handled the things. You know what I mean? So I got really good at the deviled eggs and the potato salad. I have people that beg me to make deviled eggs, beg me to make potato salad, beg me to make a mac and cheese.
Okay.
I concur with the mac and cheese. So much so, like, back many moons ago when I was still very young, I felt like my mom and the family basically passed the baton to me for Thanksgiving. It was like, yeah, you know the recipe, the family recipe, go ahead and do your thing. So mac and cheese is always going to be my go-to. That I always say is like sides, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. Myron has had it before too, and you know, he's real strict.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he is not.
Yes,
Myron is like Julie a little bit.
They might eat anything,
everything.
But they ain't going to say it's good, though.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that ain't strict to me. Because
me,
strict is me. Is me. I'm not even... If it don't look right or how I want it to look, I'm not touching
it. But you don't even eat baked mac and cheese, and that's questionable.
How come I don't?
That makes
it gotta look good. Yes, I do. I do eat baked mac and cheese.
Remember, I thought we had a conversation before where you said baked mac and cheese like...
Well, I thought that was a Twitter thing. I thought I just...
That's what I'm saying. As I don't know. I got a side eye you like that.
No, but like, I eat it now because I like my mac and cheese dry. I like my food dry. I don't want it sloppy. I don't want it extra cheesy. I want it dry. I want it like cake.
Cake?
Like cake. What am I trying to, like, not a gelatin, but I want it cake structured.
Mac and cheese shouldn't be runny. Let's start there.
Yeah, I don't want it runny.
But you making it sound like you want you want it to slice like cornbread.
A little bit, yeah. Bro, I do a little bit. Yeah, I don't want it creamy.
No,
I don't
absolutely
want none of that. That's just too. And I know I'm the odd one out.
Let us.
I'm the oddball out on this one. I know this.
Text us 816-900-4103. Cause what me?
I picky eater. I know I'm the oddball on this one.
If you make mac and cheese dry, B Shine, it might be at your house.
I might give it a taste. I might.
Don't come to my house with that. That's crazy.
My bad. I know I'm crazy. I've been called worse by more people, so it's
that's
okay.
That's the Leo in you. That's all. Shout out to the Leos, but
we stand on our own, baby.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those loving, trustworthy, and gentle Taurus.
How you doing?
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy heavenly birthday to civil rights activist known as the leader of the Cambridge movement. Happy heavenly birthday to Gloria Richardson. Sending a happy birthday to retired NBA All-Star Chris Paul. A big happy birthday to MLB Hall of Famer Willie Mays. Sending some birthday love to actor Bresha Webb. Happy birthday to actress who starred in the hit movie Precious and so many other films. Happy birthday to Gabourey Sidibe. And last but not least, sending some birthday love to rapper and community activist who gave us a classic with Dreams and Nightmares. Happy birthday to rapper Meek Mill.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Devin Grigsby, Kasia Bowman, and Zane Avery. Happy birthday, Monica White, Queen J. Cunningham, and Carlos Los McCormick. Plus, sending birthday love to Shavante Johnson and everybody else born on May 6th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Jervon.
Hey, Jervon. What you doing?
Nothing, door dashing.
Okay.
Bring us some fries.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I want some french fries right now. Yeah. Cousin, what flavor air freshener you got in that DoorDash car?
New car scent.
Period.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. All right, cousin, we got 5 tickets to send you and the family to the K with a parking pass. But you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yeah.
I got a train, now Nazi suit me with ice. I call her my little busted baby, cause she keep it tight. Whenever I tell her to bust, they got to tell her twice. Whenever I want to get on, she know
come
how to
on
get me right.
No, I'm not your baby mama. I'm going to call you now.
Shawty.
Oh, God.
Huh?
I can't stand to see a tree that bad.
I beat it
for my shawty.
And we ain't nothing that we ain't supposed to do. Cause you're my
shawty.
Oh my God.
Baby, home.
I'll keep you on my ringtone,
shawty.
Oh,
okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Then changed the whole lyrics, someone told me a baby mama. What? T-Pain did not say that.
At all.
Shout out to all the BMs out there. All right, cousin, you getting that royal five-pack of tickets. Who you taking with you?
My family. Your family of five.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning, yo.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
It's National Nurses Week. Nurses are oftentimes the main person you interact with during your hospital stay or when you are unable to see your primary care physician. Nurses are the superheroes who are sometimes overlooked as they care for others in times of need. Especially during the pandemic, nurses were at a higher risk for getting COVID and were expected to interact with contagious individuals while witnessing the death of the young and the old. Studies show that as a result of the stressful moments nurses endured, they were more likely to experience burnout or emotional exhaustion. Although we are in need of more medical professionals in our world, let's appreciate the resilient nurses who show up for people daily. And if you have a friend or family member who is a nurse, let's celebrate them. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.